Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and today is our sixth program in a series I'm calling Hope, Not Hate. And if you're new to the program, I want to give you a little background information about how this all came about and what I'm trying to do. In the background, while I'm telling you this story, you'll be hearing music by today's featured artist, composer, a gentleman named Joseph Kropinski. And in the background, as I said, we'll be hearing music for violin and piano that he composed in Buchenwald in 1943. I'm going to be quoting from an article written by Natasha Ishak, I-S-H-A-K, and published in 2019. And this is in regard to the man who's responsible for finding all of this music that I'm presenting in the series called Hope, Not Hate. Ever since he discovered music created by concentration camp prisoners in 1988, Francesco Lotoro has been working tirelessly to revive every single musical note left behind. The horrors of the Holocaust make it unimaginable to think anything joyous took place inside its death camps, where millions of Jews and others were systematically murdered by Nazis. But music was a saving grace for many who slaved away inside the wretched camps. Musicologist Francesco Lotoro has dedicated his life to retrieve those lost sounds and bring them to life. In 1988, Mr. Lotoro discovered what only few know today, that Nazi prisoners inside the concentration camps made beautiful music during their captivity. Prisoners with musical talents were recruited into the camp orchestras to play music for the prisoners' activities. Lotoro, who converted to Judaism in 2004, then later found out that his great-grandfather had been Jewish, learned this from the remnants of the Theresienstadt concentration camp in Czechoslovakia. For 3.5 years, Nazis used Theresienstadt as a propaganda tool. Prisoners there were given freedom to stage shows and performances, which were recorded and published by the Germans to give the false appearance that they were treating prisoners humanely. Camp orchestras didn't only exist at Theresienstadt, the notorious Auschwitz concentration camp, where an estimated 1 million Jewish prisoners were killed, had orchestras as well. Some of the tunes have survived in archival recordings of the Holocaust. Quote, "The miracle is that all of this could have been destroyed, could have been lost, and instead the miracle is that this music reaches us," Lotoro told CBS News. "Music is a phenomenon that wins. That's the secret of the concentration camps. No one can imprison it." I'll bring the music back up in volume. This is Kropinski's piece for violin and piano.
Thank you.
and Laura April playing violin for us. We're going to hear another piece also for violin and piano. And I can't do any better in the pronunciation of this one either. It's spelled D-L-A-C-Z-E-G-O for violin and piano by Joseph Kaprinsky. B-E-Z-S-L-O-W for violin and piano. Beautiful piece of music. And it was Latoro who was playing piano on that piece. And violinist Laura April. And the two of them will now play this next piece as well. We just heard what to my ears was very hopeful music written by today's dedicatee for music, Joseph Kaprinsky, who lived between 1913 and 1970. Playing for us was Laura April and Francisco Latoro. So I'd like to give a little background information about Joseph Kaprinsky to help you understand his situation in this program I call Hope Not Hate. Kaprinsky was a Polish musician born in December 1913 in Berlin. He returned at a young age to his family's homeland in Poland, where he completed his musical training. On 7th of May 1940, Kaprinsky was arrested by the Gestapo for publishing an underground newspaper and sent to Auschwitz. During more than 4 years of imprisonment at the camp, he composed over 100 songs and poems. In early 1945, he was transferred to Buchenwald. After the war, Kaprinsky moved to Breslau. His vast musical output was almost forgotten, and although he enjoyed a minor revival in 1962, when several of his compositions were published by the Academy of Fine Arts. Decades after his death in 1970, he died in Breslau of a heart attack. The songs he wrote under Nazi internment were brought together to form the basis for Donald McLeod's Holocaust Cantata, which premiered at the Kennedy Center in 1998. Many of Kaprinsky's materials have been preserved in the extensive collection of Alexander Kulesvich, which is held in the archives of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. The programs that I'm putting together involve music that was written between 1933 and 1945, which was the end of World War II, when many of these so-called camps were liberated by the Allies. And many of the prisoners went on to have very successful musical careers, both in Europe and here in the United States. So the music on this program, however, all of will have been written between 1933 and 1945. The next is a beautiful vocal piece written by Camilla Mohaupt. And she was deported to Auschwitz before being transferred to Bergen-Belsen, where she wrote Auschwitz Lied, which we're going to hear now. And I'm going to translate the whole poem for you so that you have an idea what is going on. Auschwitz song after where the North Sea waves break on the beach. This was written in 1945. Between the Vistula River and concealed grandeur, between marsh, chained fences, nest of wire that the prisoner hates like the vile plague, where malaria, typhus, and other things are, where the great need eats at the heart, where there are so many thousands imprisoned here, far from their homeland, far from wife and child. In addition to lice, fleas, fever that plague you, many thousands of people must have come to an appalling end. Yes, you are tortured here by day and night, and by every step of the way a guard watches you. Rows of houses seem built by prisoners' hands. In the storm and rain, you must carry bricks, sand. Block on block is created for many thousand men. Everything is for those yet to come. Sad seeing columns that pass you by, father, mother, you can often see in between, can't greet them. It would cause your death, and this only heightens their distress. Tired, the ranks now pass you by. Sounds you hear are commands such as 1, 2, 3. To say something here, you have absolutely no right, even if your mouth would love to cry out for help. Father, mother, are you still at home? Nobody knows about our great heartbreak. Here you can only dream of your parents' house. Out of this fate I chased you so deplorably. Should I not see you, homeland, again, and like so many thousands go through the chimney? Be greeted, you dear ones, to unknown destination. Think of me when I must go. I'd like to thank my good friend Ed Koenig, who lives in San Diego, who used to live in Buffalo and became a big supporter of the Buffalo Symphony Orchestra, where he learned about this music, that some of the music that I'm presenting now through a subscription series at the Buffalo Philharmonic. Ed has gracefully translated many of these German texts for me, and he asks that you understand that they're not perfect translations, but he does his best to get the sense of what the poet was writing about. Let's listen now to Rosa Soris, our singer, along with Francesco Lutoro on the piano, performing music called Auschwitz Lied by Camilla Mohaupt.
Zwischen Weichsel und der Sola schön verstaut, zwischen Sümpfen, Buschen, Kitten drauf herum, liegt das Käse Auschwitz, das verfleckte Nest, das der Häftling Gosse.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Camilla Mohaupt, M-O-H-A-U-P-T, titled Auschwitz-Lied. We heard Rosa Soris as the vocalist, accompanied by Francisco Lotoro. You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and I'm doing a program called Hope, Not Hate, which involves music written between the years 1933 and 1945 in various concentration camps in Nazi Germany. Up next, I'm going to return now to our dedicated composer today, Joseph Kropinski, and we're going to hear some piano music of his, three tangos, just wonderful, beautiful little music. These are, again, played for us by Lotoro himself, the man who has put together this monumental project of saving music from these death camps around the world. Thank you. We just heard three tangos written by Joseph Kropinski, played for us by the man who has put together this huge project from KZ Music, Francesco Lotoro. Next up is a beautiful little aria for trumpet and piano. This is performed by Nicola Ferri and Francesco Lotoro on piano again. This is a piece of music by Marius Fluthuis, who wrote this in 1944 while a prisoner. Beautiful little piece, and I hope to perform this later in the summer when we do a recital of this kind of music and these happenings at Artifacts in July. So let's listen now to Aria, Opus 18, by Marius Fluthuis. We just heard music by Marius Fluthuis, his aria opus 18 for trumpet and piano, performed by Nicola Ferri on trumpet and Francesco Lotoro piano. You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. Today's program is dedicated to Joseph Kropinski, he was born in 1913 and died in 1970. However, all the music that we're hearing today was composed between the years 1933 and 1945 in different concentration camps in Nazi Germany. We're going to hear some vocal music now, and I don't know this for sure, but a lot of the music that I've listened to and studied for this program are relatively small ensembles, whether vocal or instrumental. And my guess is that much of that had to do with what sort of performers and musicians were available to perform these pieces in these various concentration camps. So they didn't have, you know, like a large symphony orchestra. But obviously, there must have been a piano available to them, and certain instruments were brought in, string instruments in particular, and some of the wind instruments. We're going to hear now Robert Marcel Goschok's Wir singen ein Schlager for female choir, and this was written in 1945.
Wir singen ein Schlager, speziell für das Lager. Wir singen ein Lied vor Tag. Die Melodie, die setzt sich gleich im Ohr. Mit piekenden Kornen, wir werden nicht dort. Wir singen ein Schlager, speziell für das Lager. Wir singen ein Lied vor Tag. Komm, setz euch ruhig bei uns.
Well, I think that's pretty joyful music under the circumstances, especially. We'll hear one more.
Nein, nein, ach nein, für immer, da kann das nicht sein.
As I've mentioned, today's program is dedicated to Joseph Kropinski, a Polish musician who was in both Auschwitz and Buchenwald and survived the Holocaust and went on to have a successful composing career and moved to Breslau, where he grew up. After the war. So we're going to finish the program with more of his music. We're going to hear three of his mazurkas, and that'll be followed by a final string quartet. All three of these mazurkas are played by Lotoro himself, Francisco Lotoro, the man who has put together this project.
Thank you.
We just heard Francesco Lotoro playing three mazurkas by Joseph Kropinski. We'll finish the program today with Kropinski's Andante for string quartet. Members of the quartet are Laura April, Claudio Rotundi, Giuseppe Rutigliano, and Daniela Miato. And this is also a piece that will be performed on a recital that will happen in the month of July at Artifacts. More details will come up later. We just heard Joseph Kropinski's Andante for string quartet. And you've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and we've been roving with the arts. A reminder, you can tune in this evening for Early Music Now with Sarah Schneider and the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you can tune in tomorrow.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.